You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Are you going to miss the positivity bunny here?
I am, Joe. I am, because he kept y'all accountable.
He didn't keep me accountable.
Accountability bunny.
Did he keep you accountable?
I'm always accountable.
I don't know about that.
Accountability bunny.
No.
R.I.P. to accountability.
Are you saying
bunny.
The Eagles made the wrong decision?
It was a little knee-jerky.
Was it?
I think.
Well, hold on.
It's 5 turnovers.
If what's the positivity bunny for if not to keep them positive during the rough times?
Yeah,
the rough times
just
continued.
Yeah.
And they got rid of the bunny immediately?
You think it should have stayed until they won a game?
That shows that it was a farce from the beginning.
I think a lot of us saw through the positivity bunny from
some
the
of
start.
Us, some
I think
of us.
I think it was more of the messenger. That
the bunny itself?
The bunny?
Well, they got mad at the messenger.
AJ Dillon?
Why you bring this stuff up?
AJ Dillon?
Yeah.
The biggest contribution he's had in like 2 months?
I mean, they should cut him, right?
Damn. Damn. Just like that, huh?
And take your bunny with you and get out.
Get this crap up out of here.
Yeah, so the news yesterday is the positivity bunny is no longer. Now, do we think they like just deflated it or was it, did it get a little, you know, uncomfortable?
Probably got violated.
What?
Maybe. Well, I'm talking about they beat it up.
Oh, probably, you know. I was thinking poke a hole.
I feel like
right, so the air comes out. It did not sound good.
Big Dom probably put it in a ditch somewhere.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah, that might be hard to get out of the building, though, if it's blown up, right? How does it fit through the
doorways? Oh, you got to deflate it.
You got to deflate it and then bury it.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. All right, well, the positivity bunny is no more. It doesn't mean the positivity is gone. They just have to channel it and find it in other ways. Jason Kelce on with the morning show today talking about what do you do during these times? Jason went through a lot of different moments and eras in his career with the Eagles, a lot of great, but some not so good. He's experienced it all. Here's Kelce on how to handle that.
You know, back to the noise, I think that it takes very self-aware players to play in this city. If you're too mentally weak, you ain't going to make it. And if you're a guy that thinks you're the bee's knees and nothing's ever going to go wrong, you will get humbled very quickly. And you have to be a very self-aware, confident individual to play in this town. It's one of the reasons I think that this city, although we've had the down years, we've rebounded quickly.
Well, he's right about that. I mean, Hugh, there's... You find out about the players here when times are bad, right? Like this is they haven't had, I don't believe, ever a 4-game losing streak with Jalen. A couple years ago, they lost 3 with Nick and Jalen, obviously. Mm-hmm. But this is they've never let it get past where we are right now. This is like the worst we've ever seen with this group losing games in a row.
Yes, that's why I said he gets to start Sunday,
mm-hmm.
and it's how he responds. You can't go back to what you were doing and think everything is going to be okay. You have to push through this. And what I mean by push through this, the offense, the fact that it looks a little different, you got to push through that. And the unfortunate thing for us as fans is we got to push through it during a playoff run or a Super Bowl run, whatever you want to call it.
Let's start with playoff.
Well, Well, technically, we're defending Super Bowl champions.
Yeah.
So that's the unfortunate thing about it, because people want to go to the Super Bowl. They want to go back-to-back. But now is the time where you probably have to start being a little realistic about what we're going through.
Well, I think part of the frustration is we had realistic conversations this offseason, summer, into the start of the season, Hugh, about a dynasty, right?
Yeah.
And that's still possible. I mean, it's still out there. There's no definitive anything about where the season goes, where the next year goes, the next 2 years. But this is like, it puts a monkey wrench in our plans, right?
No, it definitely does.
I mean, we were talking about Santa Clara. We were talking about the Super Bowl, which, again, is still possible, but it feels less likely today.
Nah.
Yeah, than it did a couple weeks ago.
Okay, let's workshop
this. Okay.
How do we get to the Super Bowl with this offense?
All right, you want the path?
Yes.
I got the path for you. All right, so they win three out of their last four.
Mm-hmm. Get in the playoffs.
11-6. That will secure the number three seed. I think we have to be real. Based on what's happened the last few weeks, the number one seed is probably out the window, right?
Mm-hmm.
And because the Packers have a tie and they're likely to win their division, the number two seed, probably not going to work out either. So the three seed. All right, here we get a home playoff game against the 49ers in the first round. Our defense rattles Brock Purdy, picks him off twice, and we win the game 20-14.
So this is a defensive-centric story.
Yeah. Okay. Well, but I'm going to have a happy ending. You asked me how they get to the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. Second round, they're the number three seed, so they go to the number two. And the Green Bay Packers are the two seed. A team they've beaten how many times in a row? They beat them this year. They beat them twice last year. They've had a really good run beating that team. And they go to Green Bay, and for the first time in a while, the offense starts to play well. And they win a game 23-20. And then we wake up, Hugh, and it's the last weekend of January. We're in the NFC Championship game against the Rams. I mean, that's... You asked for the path, Hugh. That's it. Our defense is going to have to lead the way, and hopefully, like last year, at some point, maybe the title game against the Rams, the offense wakes up, and the quarterback plays well, and we're back!
Come on, Hugh!
That's a possibility. I don't believe it.
Oh, come on.
I don't believe it. I just want them... I just want them to play better. And I know somebody's like, what are you doing? You're not a real... Yes, I am, because I feel
I love that you're not a real fan.
I'm not a real fan. No, I'm going to keep those thoughts to myself. But I think that we... Like, Joe, to your point, we're trying to figure out where the crossroads. And whether you want to believe it or not, that's where we are, because there's a lot that is in play here.
Mm-hmm.
Quarterback probably going to be asking for some more money, because let's look at the financial ramifications of all this.
No.
Can we?
No, he can ask all he wants. Well, yeah. No, and you can say whatever you want. Go ahead. I'm just saying no before you start.
We're dismissing you anyway.
No, Jalen's probably, at one point, he was the highest paid quarterback, right? He's probably like in the middle of the pack now.
I would say somewhere between 10 and 15. Probably.
Yeah, somewhere in the middle of the pack now. I mean... And when you look at it realistically, everybody else got bread. They got paid. He probably wants to get paid too.
May I offer it?
I know where you're going with it.
Let me finish.
Let him
cook you. Go ahead.
Let me finish.
Go ahead, finish.
He's probably going to ask for some more money at the end of the year.
I think you're right.
Mm-hmm. And so now we have to play the string. We got to play this out. And here's the thing. Jalen plays it out. We win a playoff game.
Okay.
You got to pay.
Mm. When you started saying that, and
I said it with you people. I said it with a straight
face.
Well,
yes. I'm going to say
that's
this.
A good actor.
Yeah.
No, I'm not acting. I'm dead ass serious. Like I said, I'm dead ass serious.
Look at the camera.
I'm dead ass serious. You're going to have to pay. You're going to have to pay.
Well, I'm going to say this. I'm going to say this dead ass serious. Hugh. At this point, if I'm Howie Roseman, I am more likely to say you're taking a pay cut than getting a pay raise.
How many quarterbacks you know take a pay cut?
But then he's not here.
Starting quarterback.
Well, then I get a new quarterback.
That's the conversation.
What?
Tom Brady took a pay cut.
Well, he took a pay
and won a lot of championships.
Mm-hmm. See that? Okay, you got me. You know what, Kyle?
I for the sake of this,
a winner.
Cook, okay, Kyle. Cook.
You got me with that one.
Also, Mahomes took a 10-year deal to spread the money out.
There's just no way I'm giving him a raise off this season. I mean,
I'm just saying.
There's just no way.
Well, that can't happen.
I'm just saying.
Come back to reality?
I'm just saying. No guarantee. If I'm not mistaken, this is last year guaranteed money, right?
So next year would be the last year guaranteed money.
Okay, so he's a lame duck going into next year.
He would be well within his rights to ask for an extension this year if he were playing well.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think we're barreling towards this becoming a thing. Hugh, I think your assessment is correct. My reaction is also fair.
My reckless speculation.
I also like that you framed it as they win a playoff game. You didn't say he lights up the 49ers in the first round.
They win a playoff game.
So they win 17-16, and he throws for 130 yards, and he's walking
in
asking for an
extension.
We all
know that's the only way we're winning.
Oh, come on. I mean, come on.
In the playoffs, that's fine.
Let me tell you how I feel like this is going to go. Jalen gonna have another moment. I feel like he's just gonna have another moment,
like a big game or a
final moment.
A big game. He gonna have a big game.
The Raiders or against the Niners in the playoffs?
I don't think coming off a week of five turnovers.
The context matters.
I don't think the Raiders count. It might be against Buffalo. If it's against Buffalo, I don't know, dog. I feel like Jalen's not done. Jalen is not done.
Well, no, he's going to play in the NFL for a while.
When I say...
Well, that's nice of you to say.
He's going
to
be around.
No, what I mean, I think Jalen's going to rally. I think he's going to rally. I really do.
You know what? If he rallies to the point we're having a legitimate debate about him getting more money in extension, that'd be great. Because that means we got a playoff run here. I mean, that's...
Of course.
I'm up for that.
That's the ticket.
But as right now, the idea of Hugh Douglas saying he's going to ask for more money and they're going to give it to him.
No.
I mean, come on.
And look, we'll have conversations about where to go in the offseason if this continues down this path. But it's fair for you to say one of those paths could be take a pay cut, surround you with more pieces.
And like
that was the formula last season.
It was, yes.
That's the formula. So if we're going to move forward with this thing, go back to the formula.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, right. They've won with Jalen. There's a way they could continue to win with Jalen. The idea of a pay raise off of the... I mean, Hugh, the timing of you saying that off of a five turnover game is wild.
I know it's wild, ain't it?
Wild.
And I know a lot of people out there probably, let me check my Twitter feed. They probably called me.
Well, Elliot said something similar yesterday. I think Spike asked him, like, would you move on or double down on Hurts? And doubling down means
you know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Brand new contract.
Yeah.
And Elliot said he's doubling down.
This is probably... And I'm recklessly speculating. Let me say that because people get mad when I don't say that.
Yeah. Also, it doesn't matter. It's going to get attributed to you anyway.
That might be one of the reasons why he's playing cautious.
I think you're right. I think that's and that I you mean, know isn't that natural? Isn't that football?
Yeah. That's like, self preservation.
I can't speak to that because I've never been in a situation where I felt like I had in order to get paid I had to pull back. You know what I mean? I don't know. I don't know if that's where Jalen is. But when you hear John Ritchie's assessment and then you hear some of the things that are being said, I mean, it's a conversation.
Would you be surprised if it comes out in some form that his team has already approached the Eagles about an extension? They said, let's just wait, and that's where we're at? Because I think that's definitely possible.
I tell you what, If it is, the way that the things are going right now, it won't be long before we find out.
And everything comes out over there. I mean, it is a matter of time.
The worm has turned.
It is a leaky building.
Man, the worm has turned. So
well, maybe this is the scoop you need to become Eagles Insider of the Year.
Recklessly speculating?
Go get it. Go find the scoop, Douglas. All right.
I'm going to go call someone.
I'll take a phone call. Big V in Mount Laurel. Big V.
Joe Giglio Hugh, what's going on?
What's up, man?
Big V.
Hey, Kyle, listen, you know, on the threads, they're calling you the Mustache Avenger, but we're going to move on from that. All right, let me say this first, because I disagree with Joe, and generally what happens is he tears from Springfield's me. So let me say this real quick, and then we'll get into it.
I love how that's a thing. Go ahead.
Tomorrow, your show headline and question should be, should the Eagles bench AJ?
No. What are we doing?
No, once we get to the point where Big V's programming the show, we're in big trouble.
I'll tell you what. We win the Super Bowl. You have me on the show. How's that?
No.
Oh, what? Oh.
Why would we want you on the show? You're a dope.
Damn. I'm a dope.
Yes.
What? I'm better than your mustache.
You wish you had my mustache.
What is your point, Big V? What is the point?
Here's the point. Okay, yeah, it could be some slump. Yeah, it could be some decline. But a lot of it is not Jalen. A lot of it is the performing cast around him. You look at AJ running slow patterns, and here's the thing, and I'm going to base it upon this. We were 8-2. Then all of a sudden, all this destruction got on about AJ not getting the ball. AJ's commercials going on, talking about he's always open. You look at it, he's not getting good separation. You look at other things, he's running half range, and then Jalen's sitting back there waiting to give him the ball. It don't work that way. If AJ wants to be the diva that he is, or if AJ is the player that he's been bragging that he is, he should be able to run a perfect route every time. He should be giving his all and stop having Jalen sitting up there looking like a lame duck.
Big V, I generally agree with you about AJ, and the whole year has been not captain worthy, the way he's acted, talked, nonsense, all this. You know, but Jalen can just throw the ball to Devontae.
He could,
but he's
waiting, and he's loyal to AJ. That should sit him down.
Well, that's his fault. I mean, he's the quarterback. He decides where the football goes on every single play.
When
he forced the ball and the defensive tackle, the 300-pound defensive tackle, picked it off. When he threw the ball to AJ there, while the guy's standing there, I'm not blaming AJ for that.
But by the way, your stats were half right. When they sat Carson down, yeah, he had 5 bad games. But the part that you didn't mention is that we were 4-9.
That's a team stat, Big V. I was talking about the players.
No. Well, that's the big reason that Carson got
sat
down.
What that is context. But the point is, they didn't sit the whole team down, did they, Big V?
No, but they sat Carson down and we started winning. You sit AJ down. AJ played his best.
You just made my point for me. They were 4-9. They didn't sit the whole team down. They sat the quarterback down, and then they played better. The point, I don't think this version of Jalen is as bad as that version of Carson Wentz, but their numbers are remarkably similar.
Eerily.
So, like, if your whole premise is this is not bad enough to bench, the reason Jalen Hurts got on the field is because the last quarterback here was basically this bad, and they say, well, this is bad. We got to get the other guy a chance. So, like, he's got to play better. I mean, I think we all need to agree on that. The quarterback needs to play better.
He definitely needs to play better. He can't have a game like he had.
Oh my God, I wouldn't be able to handle. I don't think anyone would. Let's grab Aaron in San Diego. Aaron.
Good morning, Philadelphia.
Aaron, how are we?
Joe, the email has been sent to Blue Jeans Larkin, and I asked him 2 simple questions. Mm-hmm. First question is Joe Giglio in a slump or a decline? And the second one was, should Joe Giglio be benched for his terrible Jalen Hurts?
Honestly, Joe's firing on all cylinders this week.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. So...
I think you have the wrong assessment.
Did you send it to BlueJeansLakin@odyssey.com? Was that the email address?
Or was it forever?
I sent it to Rod Lakin at Odyssey. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You might need to get back on the phone.
I got it right. Don't worry about it. I got it right. Okay.
Okay.
Hey, so let me ask you something. Mm. Okay. So two of the last three games, okay, I know we want to bury our quarterback and say it's all his fault, okay, but two of the last three games, what cost us the Cowboys game and the Rams game?
Cowboys game and the, you mean the Bears game or the Chargers game?
No, the Cowboys game and the Ram, and I'm sorry, the Chargers game.
What cost them?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, a lot of things, specifically the quarterback.
Penalties, turnovers, okay, and missed field goals. Who? That is what cost us two of the last three games.
So are you serious? Can you be real?
Aaron, oh my God. Let's just unpack the second one in there. Who's responsible for most of these turnovers?
Listen, I'm not saying Jalen Hurts has not made some mistakes, okay, but part of an offense is rhythm, is confidence. And when you continually have positive plays that result in penalties and it turns a positive into a negative, you can't get rolling in terms of an offense. Now, the fact that you guys are talking about benching this guy is absolutely ludicrous.
So let me ask you a question, because I think everyone is got it twisted. What I said was, he gets to play Sunday, and if he plays like he did against the Chargers, I'm benching him. Aaron, I'm just going to ask you and anyone out there that has you can't comprehend the concept.
Comprehend.
If he plays like he did against the Chargers, you just leave him on the field?
He's not going to play.
No. This isn't hard. Like, it's not hard to answer a question. Don't change the question. No. Stop. And Aaron, stop. I go first, then you. Back and forth, okay? Aaron, answer the question simply. Do not change the question to fit what you think is going to happen. If he goes out there on Sunday and in the first half of the game plays like he did against the Chargers, you will sit there with a smile on your face and say, roll him out for the second half?
No, I will be disgusted with him, but he is the guy that has taken us where we've been. That's fine.
Then you can have so you will let the season fall apart because of last season. That's what you're telling me.
Okay, Joe, let me throw a question back at you. Are you going to bench Lamar Jackson with the way that he's been playing? Because he's been my fantasy quarterback the last 5 weeks, and he's averaged about 5 points per game.
Well, so two things. One, if I'm in Baltimore doing a talk show, I'll have that conversation. Two, I'm not there. Three, I think you're playing
we'll
human fantasy.
Today.
We are going to Baltimore after the show.
Maybe
I might have that conversation tonight. No, I wouldn't bench Lamar Jackson.
We'll go to a bar and bring it up.
Here's the one.
Are we
one,
getting banged up?
You had said something earlier.
Hold on. Time out. Let's just put context in because everyone. I've decided that everyone has lost their minds. You realize, like, Lamar's banged up, right? He's playing hurt. That's why he sucked this season. So maybe they should sit him down. Why is Jalen playing bad?
Because here's why. And Hugh had said something, you know, earlier in the
Leave
show,
you out of this.
He said a word, comfortable. And I think the last 4 years, if you look at the last 4 years, when he was with Brian Johnson, he had a relationship with Brian Johnson. They had known each other for years and years and years. And he felt maybe a little bit too comfortable with Brian Johnson. And if Brian Johnson tried to challenge him, it didn't have the same effect as it did when Shane Steichen Kellen Moore last year. And then this year, again, Kevin Petullo, he's been with the Eagles for, you know, the last, since Nick Sirianni. So, again, he's got that relationship with Kevin Petullo where maybe he's a little bit too comfortable. And when Kevin Petullo tries to challenge him, it doesn't have the same effect as if they went out.
You may be right. You may be right. So why is everyone so afraid of sending a message? You make it sound like I'm throwing the guy overboard and saying, get out of town. If he stunk, get him off the field. Why is this so hard to understand? Is it the Philadelphia Eagles or the Philadelphia Jalens?
Because if you take the leader of the team off of the field, it tells you everything that you need to know about that locker room and the dysfunction with this team right now. They've got to be a cohesive unit. They've got to be together, whether they are or not in the public eye.
What I'm hearing, and that's it, I'm done. What I'm hearing this week is it's fine. Like, you just need to say it what it is.
What is it?
You like Jalen Hurts more than the Eagles. You care more about being right about Jalen Hurts than the Eagles. That's what I hear when I hear this. Like,
shut up, Aaron.
I'm not talking about Hugh, but I hear this. If it's about the Eagles, then it's about the Eagles. If it's about you want to be right about where you rank Jalen Hurts, or if it's you want to be right because you like him, then just do that. Then let him play and just suck. Let him play. Like, that's fine if that's where you want to go. But when I asked him straight up if he plays like he did against the Chargers, do you just leave him on the field? And he said yes. Like, I'm done.
Well, first of all, he can't play. He can't. You can't.
If.
You can't.
I don't think
he
will.
I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying, Joe. But 5 turnovers in one game, that's a lot.
I know
that's
it
a
is.
Lot.
That's why this week has been a bleep show around here.
And I answer for you. Jalen go out there and have 5 turnovers and 10 turnovers in 2 weeks. Nah, he ain't playing.
Thank you, Hugh.
He can't. You can't put him back out
you.
There, man. You're going to say something to the effect that, hey, you know, you'll let it be known that he's the starter, but you're going to give him a little bit of time off because maybe his hand or something hurt.
Go take a break, man.
Be like, dog, you throw 10 picks in 2 weeks, man, you ain't starting next week. Somebody getting fired if you start, bro. Like, seriously.
Yeah.
Somebody's like, they're like, what are we doing? You might not even get to that 10th pick.
No.
You throw 3, they might sit your ass down for
They're going to come out of the crowd. There's people going to be on the field.
I mean, the Wentz, the last 5 games, and you compared to the Wentz, all that tells me is that this is a benchable performance.
That's exactly what it is. It's the kind of performance where a coaching staff says, and that's why the other day when everyone ignored Jeff McClain's column, they shouldn't. Jeff McClain in the running for Insider of the Year.
No, he's not.
I think he is.
No, he's not.
He wrote that they're on the precipice. That means like the edge. So again, he gets to play Sunday. I think he's going to play much better Sunday, for what it's worth.
You ain't got no choice.
I mean, and also they're playing the Raiders.
Joe, you ain't got no choice.
So I think it's going to become eventually where he plays better. They win the game Sunday and we try to pick the pieces up and move forward. The point is, though, if he doesn't, I can't just let the season fall apart because
if he does the season, we just kiss the baby. I know you don't want to hear that, but I'm keeping it.
You're not saying you're going to put the Eagles to kiss the baby at 1 o'clock, are you?
No, I'm not saying.
Boy,
I'm
that would be a take. No, I'm not doing that either. They're going to win on Sunday. All right, 215-592-9494. Where were we? What do we got going on here? All right.
I don't know what we got going on.
Well,
what are we doing?
Who the hell knows?
What are we doing?
I don't know what we're doing. All right, coming up. Jalen Hurts responds to a comment made by Saquon on this team's energy on the sidelines. It sounds to me like when I heard this, Jalen hadn't heard what Saquon said last week. More on all this.
You know what that just reminded me of?
Let's gather our thoughts and take a time out here.
We do have to gather our thoughts. We're doing that. 215-592-9494. Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
If you want to bring some big flavor to your table, you got to try Hatfield's Recipe Essentials Chorizo. Toss it in a breakfast burrito. Or you can stir it into a spicy queso. Or you can mix it into your favorite chili. Or the chili that you make. It transforms everything. It's quick to cook, incredibly versatile, and packs the real chorizo heat you're looking for. Hatfield always brings the flavor, and you can taste the difference. Pick up some Hatfield chorizo and check out recipes at simplyhatfield.com. Hatfield, better care, better pork.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.